Fuck the Police products. We're back. Oh my gosh. You know what I love is being back from ads, because it means that we can talk more about the horrific history of racism in law enforcement.
The terror and trauma that sits inside of my DNA and it's passed on generationally.
Woo!
Yes.
Should have had an air horn there. So, starting in 1870, President Grant began to lobby Congress to give him power to do something about the Klan. Because, again, local law enforcement was actively aiding and abetting the KKK.
Yeah.
In 1870 and 1871, Congress passed the Enforcement Acts. These protected the rights of black men to vote, hold office, and serve on juries, and generally enjoy equal protection under the law. The Ku Klux Klan Acts, as they came to be known, allowed President Grant to call up the army to in order to arrest and break up the bands of disguised night marauders. And we're going to be like 99% critical of law enforcement on this podcast, but we got to be fair when it's important to be fair. And federal law enforcement did a pretty decent job on breaking up the Klan.
This is
where things get really complicated, Prop, because a lot of the credit for this goes to Amos Ackerman, the Attorney General of the United States. Okay. Ackerman joined the Republican Party after the Civil War and became one of the nation's most strenuous advocates for black suffrage. He was like, black people have the right to vote and hold office, and I will make sure we enforce this with fucking riflemen if we have to.